Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Wychuk. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And on today's episode, it's kind of like a two-parter, if you will. It's interesting, right? Because not only am I a realtor and I do this podcast and we've got a title company, we do a lot of different things in real estate, but one of the things that I have is I have my own real estate school. It's going really well. We have a lot of students, our enrollment's growing as we go. I wanted to talk about this. It's kind of like the good side and the bad side, maybe a little bit. I want to give you today 5 reasons to start a real estate career. And I also want to give you 5 signs that it might be time to quit. It's kind of like two parts, right? And I shouldn't laugh when I say that, because, you know, it's not a laughing matter. But look, sometimes real estate is the best career a person ever has. Sometimes it's just not for you. We'll get to that in the second part. But, you know, why would you want to start a career in real estate? Well, number one, for me, unlimited earning potential. I love that about real estate. And I say it all the time. There's not a realtor's union out there. You don't make more money because you've been there longer. I tell people all the time, great realtors can be great when they walk through the front door of their brokerage. So if you have a burning passion and a desire to help people, and you can relate that to the real estate business, I think you're going to do really well. And I think you're going to make a lot of money. And it doesn't take a very long time if you're committed and dedicated to doing the things that work. Another thing that I loved about real estate is a flexible schedule and the independence to set the schedule the way that you do. I mean, I still have friends that work in like factory type jobs. And they'll tell me, you know, I can't take off the week of the 4th of July because a guy that I work with who's been there longer already requested that week. And because he's been there longer, I can't go on vacation with my family at that time. That's insane to me, right? Real estate allows you great flexibility and great independence to determine when you work. No more of that 9-to-5 grind. It doesn't mean that you don't have to work hard. Believe me, it takes a lot of hard work to succeed in real estate, but at least you get to make the choice of when you decide to work hard. Helping people achieve their dreams is another great reason if you want to be a realtor. There's a lot of ways to help people. We talk to people in the medical career and they say, yeah, it's so rewarding to be a doctor and help my patients get better or live better lives or whatever it may be. Well, buying a home is one of the biggest decisions people ever make. It's where they raise their families. It's their fortress of solitude in many cases. And if you get to be a part of that, it's a really exciting career. Another great reason to start in real estate. Look, let's be honest, guys, there's a very low barrier to entry, but there's tremendously high growth potential if you do this job the right way. I mean, it's different in every state, but in Pennsylvania, to get your license, you need 75 hours, which is equivalent to 5 credits, okay, 5. You know, a bachelor's degree is 120 credits. Takes you 3 to 4 years to get that goal accomplished. My class is 2 nights a week for 8 weeks. So there's a low barrier to entry. And then once you get in, if you do this job well, there's no limit to where you could take your real estate career. 6-figure income and beyond is definitely possible. And real estate, without question, gives you a diverse and dynamic work environment. The people that I have met in my real estate career, the relationships that I have built with people that, quite frankly, I probably thought I didn't have a lot in common with or that I'd never work with, real estate has helped me realize that that's just not true. It really is a rewarding thing for me, and I think many people feel the same way. Every day is different in my business. You get to meet new clients, you get to see new properties, you face new challenges every day. And it's that variety that really continues to keep me inspired and focused moving forward by trying to reach as many people as I can and help as many people as I can. So I think those are really great reasons to start in the real estate business. And I think there's a lot of people that are probably coming to terms with the fact that maybe it's time for them to pursue something else. So what's a sign that maybe it might be time to get out of real estate, which unfortunately may be the case for many of you? If you have inconsistent or declining income, if you can't get that remedied, it might be time to look elsewhere or take on the dreaded part-time job or whatever it may be. Look, I get it. Follow your passion. But if you can't pay the electric bill, it's hard to be passionate about very much else. Are you someone who feels constant burnout and stress in your job? And look, real estate at times can be very stressful. It can, because there's a lot that can happen throughout the course of a real estate transaction. And it's a high stakes business. But if that stress and burnout is starting to become more than the rewards, it might be time to look elsewhere. If you're someone who struggles with self-motivation, real estate is not for you. You know, I tell my realtors all the time, at 9 a.m, I don't call them all and say, hey, are you guys up? Are you working? Are you generating leads? Are you prospecting? It's impossible, right? You just can't do that. If you want to be successful in real estate, you have to be disciplined. I mean, even more so than self-motivated, you have to be a highly disciplined individual because you are in total control of your time. So if you're not self-motivated and you don't have a great level of personal discipline, this might not be the career for you. You'd be surprised how many people go into real estate and they don't understand that they're in a sales job. Real estate is sales, guys. It's sales. I hear people say it all the time. I don't want to sound salesy. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I get that. You don't want to sound salesy, but let's be clear. Your job is to sell. You are a salesperson. Your license is called a real estate salesperson license, right? So if you say, well, I don't really like, I get uncomfortable with sales. Well, what are we doing here? I mean, like, that is the job. You are a salesperson. Call yourself a realtor, whatever it may be, wear the pin on the lapel, good for you. But at the end of the day, it is a sales job and you have to understand that. If you just don't have a long-term plan and if you just don't have passion in the industry, because, you know, I kind of say passion's overrated, but you should feel some level of motivation or some level of satisfaction from doing the job that you're doing. And if it's just not there anymore, it might be time to quit. And look, to be clear, let me be very clear. I think sometimes this job gets hard, and I think it is a really great quality to have as a person if you can persevere and push through hard times. I think that's really an underrated personality trait in people, to push through adversity. But sometimes if it's just not there, it's just not there. So if it is time to do something else, it's okay. It's a career that's not meant for everybody. In fact, more people leave the career every year than a lot of people realize. But I do think, generally speaking, real estate's a tremendously rewarding career. If you want to get into it, there's a many, many reasons to get in. But if the passion's just not there, if the desire's just not there, there's also reasons to get out. Hopefully, whatever decision you make will be the right decision for you and your loved ones. I wish you nothing but success, no matter what choice you make. That's all for today. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.